It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 657.
What's happening, guys? Woo! What's going on? Jem K. Watts, welcome.
That's what they call her. Hello, friends.
Hi.
How's it?
Actually really good today. It's nice to see my pals.
Have you got a painting that just has alcohol drawn on in the background?
No, actually, that's a photo that I took, and there's it's all like mine and my parents' stuff. So there's like my favorite perfume, mum's favorite perfume. There's a carafe. There's dad's like moustache. What it's called? Shaving brush.
What's a carafe?
Passports. Carafe.
What's a carafe?
Where you put the wine.
Oh, really?
Oh, like
to aerate your red wine.
I need a carafe.
Yeah,
do. And that the process is Tagant? No, Taganting?
Decanting. No. Yeah.
Decanting.
Decanting.
I bought one from San Francisco and brought it back for my uncle, and it was from the Napa Valley, just outside of San Francisco. But it was shaped in a love heart, and so you plugged it onto the bottom of the bottle, and you poured it upside down. The red wine would rush into the love heart shape and swirl and come out the other side. So it looked like a heart with blood flowing through it. It was awesome.
Did he ask for it?
No, but he's a wine connoisseur. So I thought,
that's a beautiful gift.
And I had to, lugging it back from the States, I had to make sure it didn't get smashed. I just saw, guys, on news.com.au, as of midnight tonight, they're shutting bottle shops in Australia. Have you seen that?
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah, have you seen it? Have you got my
cackle?
Oh, you know
what? This is 100% April Fools.
But did I get you, Jem?
Yeah, I was saying I was doing an April Fools when I said it's good to see my friends. So.
I mean, yeah, is it socially? Can the news do April Fools? Like, is that frowned
upon? Yeah, they always do. But I feel like at this time it's probably not ideal.
Mm-hmm. No, I think April Fools is really taking a blow this year. I mean, I saw that. I didn't come up with that alcohol one. I just saw a bunch of people on Facebook posting a fake news website that was pushing that propaganda, which is absolute bullshit.
I mean, as a kid, I used to go really hard on the April Fools to the point where it would have been pretty upsetting for my whole family.
Need to get my heart rate back down after that shutting bottle drops thing.
How much booze have you got, Jem, by the way?
I mean, for the average person, enough, but
do you have?
You
like
guys are aware of like what's family.
Yeah, what do you think? Like, how much actual grog do you have right now?
I can't put a number on it, but out with like the bungalow is pretty stocked.
Okay, if you've got a bungalow full, I think you're pretty good.
Josh, it's like there's wine in there and there's beauty products. So,
what was your favorite April Fools?
Oh, I just used to do a lot of scaring of my mum. Like I would just go, I would just be hiding behind the her bathroom door, and especially when she was doing the hairdryer, because she wouldn't be able to hear anything, and she would turn it off. I'd scare the fuck out of her. But
it's good gear.
It was pretty low level stuff. I feel like you would have done some too, TJ.
Nah, never really done it. I've just found a website that is 30 hilarious pranks for April Fools. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are visual. One of them is like getting a whole lot of balloons and then sticky taping them to a window so it looks like the whole entire room is filled with balloons. But it's just like
so
a
these
layer.
Are muck up day pranks.
Oh, that's good.
They're basically muck.
Well, you've got a good muck
this
up day
fun
prank.
Pranks
Jem.
For year 12s. Do I?
I feel, wasn't it you that sent us the cock?
Oh, yes. Your school.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't me. That was my friends like 2 years above me that did in Weed Killer, the dick and balls on the Oval. And it's like if you Google Kunang Secondary College, there's a large chance that's still like the number one hit.
Yeah. Well, you sent it to us. That was probably a year and a half ago.
At least. I reckon it was before I'd even
I don't think you'd been on the show yet.
No, I don't think I had either. I reckon you might have still been overseas.
Actually, I do remember one prank that I played because my brother James was always an easy target because my mum called it screeching. she would always say, James, stop screeching. And and so what I did was I put salt in his bed, which is just annoying.
Really. Just have a kid and they put sand in your fucking bed. That's,
where are you getting coming from?
Mate, today we went on a walk. I did a live stream. Jem, I know you were there.
That was lovely.
Oh, Josh, I actually saw you were on there for a second. You were the first person to see it, actually.
Yeah, just seeing what sort of content we're doing.
Yeah.
It was just you walking, really, wasn't it? It was just...
Oh, were you listening? Did you listen?
Yeah, I was listening. That was good.
Anyway, so Bo, we found a... we went for a walk and there was a golf course and he just saw a bunker and went straight for it, jumped straight in, putting sand everywhere. Just telling you how they sort of gravitate towards anything annoying.
Did he at least rake it up after he did it?
No, it was pretty quiet. I don't know if there's I don't know if it's open. A golf course is still functioning in Corona, in the Corona.
No, I think as of Monday they are done.
Really?
Is that an April Fool's or is that? Because I don't
know. 100%.
Does your dad play?
No.
Does your dad play, Jem? I feel like he would get around golf.
No. Nah, because there's not like golf is the ultimate exercise in social distancing because you don't need to be near other people. Whereas dad's he's so social. He's having a hard time, I think. He's struggling as much as I am.
Yeah. Well, Golf Australia wants golf courses closed immediately and indefinitely amid strict new government restrictions. That was 2 days ago. So I think you're right. Monday they've gone.
I usually am.
Yeah.
Well, I did see there's been a bunch of people. I've been walking in Edinburgh Gardens and there's been a bunch of people still playing basketball more than one-on-one. A part of me of
I told a family just, off yesterday.
Really? I was going to call triple
got real
zero.
Stroppy.
What did they say?
They looked at me and then went back to what they were doing. So that was cool.
What were they
doing?
That
made me feel real good. There was a family of eight, including grandparents playing on a playground. Wow. So I just stood there looking at them with a real are you serious look on my face, and then they went back to what they were doing. The issue isn't that there was that many of them. The issue is that playgrounds are shut.
I thought you were going to say they weren't sharing the swing because that is a contentious issue.
Yeah, because I really wanted to go on the swing. And then, I just stood there for a bit and I was like, playgrounds are shut. And then they were just, I don't know if they just didn't understand potentially.
How far were you away from them? Was this a yelling thing or?
No, it was like a raised voice thing. And then I walked, this is at the playground near where the miniature railway is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked back to along the bike track. I don't know why I'm pointing. I walked back to the playground near my house and the council had just put up the sign saying playgrounds are closed. So Elgar Park would have been their next stop. I got real stroppy.
Yeah.
Junkies looking for a hit.
It's a good – it is hard. I feel like if you are TJ, has it been tempting to take Bodie to the park?
Oh, we walked past one and it was, I've never seen this park before, never been down this path before, metaphorically and in real life. And I saw this park on the left-hand side. I'm like, fuck, this is hard because Bodie's seeing swings and wants to go. I said, mate, we can't, coronavirus. And he was such a good boy.
What does he understand of the coronavirus at the moment?
He knows that it's... they must have learned it at daycare because I said we mentioned Corona and he said, no, not Corona, coronavirus. And then he proceeded
to – I thought he was going
to
say COVID-19.
You can't say the C word anymore, Dad. he then knows that it makes people sick. But that's it. I mean, he's caring about Transformers than anything else.
Cam Shand is saying someone took down the playground closed sign in my estate, just ripped the hazard tape off. I mean, that's pretty outrageous.
I just see this shits me so much because it's these people, this is the reason we're all locked up is because people aren't following the rules.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's so annoying. Have you heard about the, you're obviously across the catfish stuff. How do you think I've apologized? Danielle accepted my
apology. That was a good
apology,
Josh.
Thank you.
It was a really good apology. I know that's just my voice. I sounded sarcastic, but I'm serious.
No. And so what do you think, what makes up a good apology? I can't remember exactly what I said, but what was the Was it just the tone?
It just sounded sincere. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what
and you didn't do it like, I'm sorry if you took it the wrong way. That's the worst thing. Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty obvious.
I'm sorry, and then followed by, but,
however.
However or but.
Yeah.
Mum's been watching Gossip Girl, and she's like, the new rule is, I said make it a drinking game, but she wanted to make it an exercise game. She's like, you have to do 10 push-ups every time Serena says, I'm sorry, but... Because she never fully apologizes. So big things happening in the Watts household.
On the receiving end of a I'm sorry, accepting it and saying thanks and thank you. Brené Brown was talking about this in that same episode where I was reeling off her other thing that she does, the check-in, percentage you're at. But yeah, that like the in a time where someone has hurt you and then you say thanks for the apology, it's It can be annoying to say thanks because you're like, oh, fucking, but it does have some weight to it. How are you going, Gemma? What's your percentage level? What are you riding at today?
I mean, I'm not going to put a number on it, but I'm good today. I actually struggled a bit. Like when you and Amy FaceTimed me, that was really nice because I was actually like down in the dumps before that. I just miss being near people.
Did you want to put your hand up on the screen and I can put mine? Like it's like we're putting our hands on each other's hands through the window.
This is really nice. But, yeah, I mean, like work is so busy, so I'm super, super grateful to be in that position. But, yeah, I just like it sounds like such a wanky thing to be complaining about, but it just has dawned on me in the last week how – much of an extrovert I am in that's how I'm recharging is by being around people. So yeah.
Do you find that you're actually making new friends at this time or are they all original friends?
I mean, define new friends.
Well, I guess like on social media, are you finding that you're having, I've never said this before, but bants? You're having
what does that mean?
Bants?
Is that some food?
Banter.
Bants. Danielle Bant, said it banter. in a thing. Yeah, it's Bants. I was like, I said to Brie, what's Bants? What she wants Bants.
Did you not get that? You've never heard of Bants before.
No.
I mean, so we're something? Really young and hip, so I don't think I'm having more or less Bants than I was before. I think my Bants levels were pretty high to begin with.
Can we just stick with banter? It's fucking
no,
I hate it. No, I don't like it.
Bants. Sebs, how often do you say bants?
I don't think I've ever said bants before.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's ever said it before.
No, that's a thing.
Okay.
It's definitely a thing. And so are you FaceTiming people then or are you using this house party app?
Yeah, house party's a bit glitchy though. FaceTime's good and the video thing on Facebook Messenger. Again, I don't know why I'm trying to draw a picture with my hand. But the video thing on Facebook Messenger is good, not glitchy.
And what's the with house party, can you actually do things outside of just talk? Like Beck's doing all the Brady Bunch stuff. Is that a custom job or is that in app?
No, that's a custom job.
Really? She's got a motion graphics artist putting together.
No, it's not her. So Beck, M, Elliot and Rosa are all with the same management, LMB. And then there's a videographer, Ashley, and she is also with LMB. So they've been doing this to like keep the audience engaged. I think it's a bloody great idea. Great. It's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Have you seen what Hamish Blake is doing with his Zoom call?
Oh, that's very funny.
I'm just trying to work out, is that integrated with Zoom? Because if that is, that's genius. Like if is Zoom on the on is he on payroll?
No, Zoom's not paying.
So who's allowing, I mean someone, a producer's obviously just getting access to all these random people's Zooms and then dropping Hamish in. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think so. That's my understanding of it.
He put out a request for people that they could send him the details. And so that's what's Bodie up to, TJ?
He's broken the arm off a toy and he's now wanting Daddy to put the arm back on the toy.
But, so we spoke a couple of days ago around activities, curriculum.
Oh, yeah, really good suggestions, guys.
Yes,
I like to listen to that. That made me want to start.
Yeah, I want to get around it. I could definitely get into a bit of watercolor. I know it's a bit advanced for a kid, but I could do watercolor. What was that?
One of my girlfriends. I want to get into clay. One of my girlfriends went to Bunnings and got, I think it's like $10, and you get a decent sized block of clay. And then she's been sculpting like torsos.
Oh, I would love this. Brie would not have a bar of it because I would make so much mess.
You could do your Dorodangos.
I'll send you screenshots.
And then you need a kiln. Can you use an oven?
No,
just dry it.
Yeah. It's just like you just mold it, and then I think you just have to have wet hands, and then you just go to town.
As a kid, I was big into charcoal. I could create really great charcoal art. But so TJ, what are you doing with Bodhi? What did you say?
I got another couple of suggestions. Two that were the same from M and Sam Wise on Insta. There's something called, what is this? It's a yoga for kids. And it's
I saw this.
Yeah.
Dale Thomas' daughter's been doing this.
It's called a Cosmic Kids Yoga Adventure.
Mm.
And so I want to do a session of that, but then I got some other ones. Use masking tape to tape a simple maze car track onto the floor. You can use animals or matchbox cars through it, which is good. There's also this is a good one. I feel less guilty about giving him screen time for this. There's storybooks on YouTube, Alpacas and the Maracas, The Day the Crayon Quit, and The Day the Crayons Came Back.
What about audio time? So there's screen time, but can Bodhi just sit there and listen to something?
Loves music. What's your favourite song, Bodhi? Have you got a favourite song?
Woody One.
Woody One. Which he's making things up now. It's funny when you put him on the spot, he just talks shit.
And so, well, that's all the podcast is.
Literally my MO.
No, music. So if you watch that live stream today, I was struggling to get him to get on his bike and actually walk, so I had to carry him. But then after the live stream, I worked out that I could play music in my pocket from my phone and he would chase me on his bike.
That's good.
Can I just show you this, Gemma? This is gonna. That's. Do you know what that is? Can you see that?
Oh, okay. Hang on. Is this Pawpaw?
Yeah, but look at the absolute massacre that's gone down inside of this.
My issue with you using Pawpaw. What are you using Pawpaw for?
It's not me. It's this kid.
What are you using?
Why have you got Pawpaw though?
Because I was using it.
But it's not good. It doesn't. It's good if you are a surfer or if you have chafing, but yeah, it's
mate.
Not a moisturizer.
Chafing.
I'm a surfer who's
surely
currently chafing.
No.
Surely you'd go Vaseline. Pawpaw is too expensive.
All right, guys.
Vaseline does the same thing. People who use Pawpaw as a lip balm, that really gets to me because it's not a moisturizer, it's a barrier cream. So it's good for like if you're out in the elements, it's going to stop the dry wind from drying out your lips or whatever you're using the Pawpaw for, but it's not going to hydrate them, if that makes sense. Like it puts up a wall,
sure,
but it's not.
It's a protector, but it's not. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I actually put some, I've started using the face, the Bro 2. Because I found that my forehead is starting to. I was like, oh my god! Like, is it counted as dandruff if it's coming from your forehead?
No, but it's potentially related. Like, if you reckon you've got folliculitis, but if that's something like potentially psoriasis, that would be any kind of skin.
Folliculitis is actually gone, I reckon. I'm just feeling the back of my head.
Are you sure it's folliculitis is my question? Because if it's something different, it could be like just an overall skin thing. But everyone's skin has gone to absolute shit since isolation started, including mine, which is not
No, Amy's, she actually made a comment yesterday. The products that you gave her around Christmas time, she said her face, her skin is amazing.
She's also been going out every day as well.
Yeah.
Maybe she's had a though. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stress though. I think how much does stress play a part in? Yeah.
I know with my skin, stress is it 100%. I never, like, high school, I didn't really have, I've turned this into a beauty podcast. I was fine. So I got through my teenage years and I was like, yes, nailed it. No big issues. And then when I was like 23, breakout central. And then I went to a dermatologist for the first time and they were asked, this is when I was still in my 9-to-5 job, and they were asking about work and everything I'd been doing, and they were like, yeah, this is stress. And then I quit my job and here we are.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah. It's a good life hack, getting nice skin. Quit your job.
Quit your job.
I think there's
running a business shouldn't be stressful, but I'm fine.
Yeah. The stress thing at home, what else does it do to you? How else is it impacting people, do you think?
Well, I mean, are you talking skin specifically?
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah,
maybe. We just want you on everything. I know you're not qualified at all to talk about this, but just.
Well, I can talk. So I'm still on skin because I know, like, all of the girls that I've talked to on Instagram are in Struggle Town, but I thought it was maybe from being inside all the time. I thought it was a couple of things. Being inside, I thought, like, heating and aircon dries your skin out, and then it sounds counterproductive, but if your skin becomes too dehydrated, then your body goes into overdrive and produces even more oil. Mm-hmm. So then it's like it's a vicious cycle. So I thought that was happening. And then because I haven't really been wearing makeup, I thought the makeup kind of hydrates the skin a little bit as well. So I thought, okay, maybe that's drying it out. I don't know. But then yeah, I spoke to a few people and they're like, even if you don't feel stressed, which I don't, it's like,
it's because of the red wine, mate. The red wine definitely relieves some of that.
Yes. Sugar and alcohol, definitely. But I'm probably not drinking any more than I was to begin with. But just like the underlying feeling of unease triggers the stress hormone and hormones and skin. Anyway, thank you.
Dr. K is asking, any food for better skin?
I mean, it's so specific, but it's mostly like gut health is really, really inextricably linked to the skin. So if you're having like serious acne, the first thing a dermatologist tells you to cut is dairy. Then gluten from there. So if your gut is unhappy, that shows on the skin because you're not digesting it properly, so then it starts to clog up the pores.
I once went to a natural medicines person, someone in Paran.
Naturopath?
Naturopath. I don't know. I'd been to dermatologist heaps and I had acne as a adult or, you know, a young adult, 19, 20, 21, 22. Actually, probably up till like 24 that I had quite bad skin.
That's absolutely hormone.
Yeah, because then I hit this period where it's like gone. I hardly get acne. I get it if I'm sweating and wearing hats and shit. Yeah, maybe. But this guy, like, he like popped this thing and like took some of the shit and like put it under this microscope. And I just felt like it was such rah-rah because by the end of it, he didn't do anything. He didn't give me anything. He's like, oh, yep. So he was checking something about whether they were like I don't know. He was just checking some dumb thing that never did anything. But there's so many things.
That is absolutely rah-rah.
Well, if he had something on the other side, I probably would have bought it because it was such a rigmarole to get there. But then he had nothing on the other end of it. But, yeah, dairy was the one I got told as a kid, like, off it, get off it, bad for your skin.
What do you think about extractions?
I mean, okay, so it depends on the skin. My skin actually doesn't respond well to extractions because it's just a bit too harsh. Like microdermabrasion is another thing that my skin doesn't respond really well to, but my skin responds really well to like heat and light. So laser is really good. But my advice to everyone when this happens is like go to a dermatologist, but that's not even an option now. A lot of them are doing Zoom consults, which is good, but – yeah, I don't know.
They should be doing 50% cheaper if you're doing a Zoom call.
I think most of them are.
What is extraction? Sorry, you lost me there, JoJo.
Jim, you can answer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were asking specifically. No, it's just getting right into the pores. So if you've got blackheads or build up or anything, they just like get it out.
It's just what they do it with. Popping your pimple.
It's like, so dermatologists and stuff do it. Brie gets it done. And so they'll like, basically there's a heap of different ways of doing it, but they are taking a layer off and then they're using like, what's it called? Like a scalpel-y sort of thing, but it's got like a loop and they sort of drag it across and then it comes out.
I've watched that and I can't stop watching it.
Technically, extractions is just that part with the loop. Sure. The taking a layer off is a separate thing. That's just exfoliation, whether it's manual or chemical.
I just wrote extractions into Google, and the first thing that comes up is COVID-19 alert. Stay at home if you feel unwell. They've really sort of ranking well for that, Josh.
Mm. I mean, what about SEO?
I think it just. Are you on Google? Because I think it sits at the top of anything that you look up now.
Have you changed your schedule? I know you have worked from home for a lot of time for a long time, but are you
still changing things? Interrupt. Just to confirm, it doesn't sit at the top of all Google searches. I just searched Gemma Watts and found a young pedophile.
There she is.
There she is.
I'm thrilled that that's still there. I mean, we did a whole episode on it, didn't we? I mean, okay, so here's the thing. My routine hasn't changed dramatically, but like if I would – okay, let's just say coronavirus isn't a thing. I would ordinarily have 1 or 2 days a week where I'm just at my desk or just taking photos and I don't have to be anywhere. So that – the routine that I would have on those days hasn't changed at all. But usually I would have to go to a meeting or I would be emceeing something, say like once a week, or I'd be meeting someone to interview them for the podcast. So I have all this extra time. This is such a silly thing to be, I guess, not complaining about, but even to be talking about. Me getting ready to go to an event or to go and interview someone takes a bit of time because I work in beauty, so there's an expectation for me to be presenting in a certain way. So
you're emceeing. Like we saw it at the bushfire thing, the relief thing, and it's like,
you
are how much you joke around normally or whatever versus when you are like got your clipboard. It's you're very good at it.
Lovely. No, it's nice. But yeah, I'm not having to like do hair and makeup or memorize a script or any of that. So it's the in between moments that are different for me. So even if I'm like sitting at my desk going, okay, I've got to get X, Y, and Z done by 4 o'clock because at 4 o'clock I need to start doing my hair or I need to put a tan on or whatever the stupid thing is that I have to do, I'm not having to do that. So I'm kind of sitting at my desk and going, okay, well, I've got until whatever time I want to work until. So that's the only place that I've had to shift my like mentality. But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I'm fortunate in that I was already working from home, so I haven't had to change all that much.
How many times have you ventured down to the shops to buy stuff?
Barely any. I mean, Jill and Bruce have just been lumped with that.
Mate, but nothing like sending, you know, the older folk
the
down
most
to
vulnerable.
The
vulnerable.
You absolute animal.
He's convinced that he's like not vulnerable, but he he did when they announced the over 70s hour or however long it is in the mornings. He was like, "Oh, goody!" And I said, "Dad, nah, it's for people that actually can't, you know, make it to the shops and shop for themselves during regular hours. Like, it's not just because you're over 70." He's so active.
He would be
he's
up an alpha in that group, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, I was like, I'm like, "Dad, it's not fair." And then this morning he was like, "I'm off to the shops." And I was like, "Mate, just do it. If you can get toilet paper, let me know."
I'd be down. If I was 70, I mean, it's just for convenience, right? You just less gronks everywhere. Harry's just said that he just went to the shops and there's a whole bunch of gronks from other towns buying up resources.
I had heard about that, but I thought it was a myth. But that makes me a bit unhappy.
I'm surprised Harry didn't yell something. I mean, he hasn't elaborated. I think he would.
It is annoying. We spoke yesterday about intimate relationships in a time of being isolated. What are your friends doing to keep connected with their partners if they are not in the same area?
I don't think I've got any. I mean, I haven't got friends with partners that aren't in the same area. My single friends are like, fuck, this isn't ideal.
Like, what, one so single because they're just lonely?
I won't name. No, not even that. I have a single friend that I won't name because you know her. But she had just started seeing a guy, like pretty casually. But now, I mean, it's pretty much lockdown. So she's like, great. Was really looking forward to getting laid. But that won't be happening potentially for another 6 months.
And so they couldn't lock down together too soon?
Way too soon. Okay. Like outrageously too soon. And also I'm pretty sure he's in like the army or the navy or something, so he lives on a base.
Okay. So it would be a great reality show, people who have just met getting locked down for the coronavirus.
My God, that is such a good idea. That's such a good idea.
I'd watch that, you know, just bringing two people together, one from Perth, one from Melbourne. What a show. What a show.
Now,
an interesting example.
Yeah, quite specific.
I guess you just picked two random cities and
yeah, I did. Yeah, I just looked at a map and said those two. Yeah.
Are you watching much stuff on Netflix?
You know, I thought you might ask this. I want to watch that the Tiger King show, but I haven't really been watching that much.
Okay.
I'm sure
Josh Exotic.
What did you think of the Photoshop job, guys?
Yeah, it looked really natural. I almost wasn't sure if it was a Photoshop job or not.
I spent way more time on 97 and then just got over it.
Mate, 97's looked the fade into that mullet.
Seamless, yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah.
Have you? I mean, we just bought a PC computer. Have you got Microsoft Paint open, Josh? What's going on?
I should actually see what MS Paint's like nowadays. But yeah, for people who don't know what we're talking about, on Instagram I posted a photo where I have photoshopped Joe Exotic's a photo of him and his husbands who he sort of convinced to marry, and it's a great story. And anyway,
did you not want to put me as one of them because I'm not your bitch but Mr. 97 and Georgia?
Exactly. If you look at it from a narrative perspective, the fun of it is that Joe Exotic is this weird unit who is getting younger employees and marrying them. And so it felt like, and there is a lot of similarities where I sort of, as they describe, you know, you beat them down to the point where they feel worthless and then you bring them up. That's my shtick.
That's really nice. And isn't there a woman who fed her husband to a tiger?
Wow.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah.
Any longer in quarantine and I may be doing the same.
Yeah, Carol. Carol's a Carol. Nightmare.
Who am I if I'm not one of your bitches? Am I the Bhagavad?
No, you're
You're
the tiger.
What's his name? Jeff Lowe.
Which one's
he? Yeah, the bloke with white hair.
You're the guy. you're the guy that
he's got seven wives.
No. He's not Doc. He's definitely not Doc. He's Jeff. Jeff is the one who rents a mansion in Vegas that they discover that it has no money.
Yeah, that sounds. I'll take that. I don't even think
he fucks
I've seen
a lot of people. Yet. So
yeah, it's just so weird. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll get into that next.
It is.
When work inevitably dries up, that's what I'll. Oh, yeah. That's what I'll get in.
Jim, how are you feeling about the future ambition? You know, you're a mojo gal.
Well, here's the thing, and I feel, and I think I talked about this on Friday Night Drinks. I feel guilty because I've got bloody copywriting work coming out my ears, but I'm sure I'm realistic in that would dry up at some point. But you know, keeping busy in the meantime is a nice position to be in. But I guess we'll just wait and see. But I was so in denial about how long this was going to last, because even a week ago I was like, I've recorded the podcast up until May and that'll be great because in May we can all start recording in person again. So it'll be fine. And then this week it's dawned on me it is not fine. So that's
Did you think, like, because I feel like with us we were early on starting to organize everything and trying to, you know, get it, all of our remote setups with that idea of you not necessarily believing how long it was going to take. Did we just look a bit crazy in the early days?
No, not at all, because I'm like, they've got this, like, you guys have the capability to record from anywhere anyway. You've done it before, so it didn't seem mad to me. It seemed smart. Mm-hmm. But I think I didn't prioritize it because the, like, emceeing's obviously been affected, but my management have been really good in, like, any emceeing jobs I had coming up, they've swapped that in for, like, Instagram posts or blog posts or whatever it might be. So that's not the end of the world. The website hasn't been affected. Copywriting business hasn't been affected. Instagram hasn't been affected. I'm sure it's all going to happen, mm-hmm. but for now it's okay. The podcast, I am going to have to start recording remotely at some point, but I don't do that much advertising on there. So even if I did go, you know what, I might just take a little mid-season break, that wouldn't be the end of the world for me. So I'm fortunate in that I've got varied income streams for now.
No mid-season break. Just keep going.
I think I will. I think I will.
Do you think that you've slowed down?
In what sense?
Well, I think that everyone with the shift, or a lot of people anyway, with clients. What are you doing, TJ?
Slow down on the drinking.
Are you finding that, like, because you are someone who's ambitious and always working?
AirPods just stopped working. Hang on,
no, classic
second.
AirPods.
I could have told you that.
She pulled a Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan was interviewing one of the biggest guests in the world. Edward Snowden, and had his AirPods on, and you can see it coming from a mile away that they were going to turn on.
Can Jem hear us now or no? Jem, can you hear us? No, that's okay. Sevs, can you
be the sign language person in the corner? Like, they've got on all live streams at the moment.
Someone was saying that they wanted to learn sign language.
Mate, it's amazing.
I can't remember who it was.
I just have watched with no volume, just watched the sign language person. And then you watch it with volume, so you sort of see, like, the things that they're doing to describe the phrase. And it's like, I think they're doing less. It's almost like if you were to translate the words from sign language, you know, the signs into words, there's less words. So we use a lot when we're talking. Mm-hmm. But it seems like they're really descriptive with, like, one thing, you know. One sort of gesture explains a whole sentence. It's like, fuck, that's efficient.
It's pretty amazing, yeah.
Mate, how fast they can do it too. It's unbelievable.
Have you just ditched Jem? I wonder how different it is. Or no? Yeah. I literally just switched her out for 97 for the main.
She's going to be furious, Josh.
Sevs, we can't hear you, Jem. The emails.
Yeah, so we got an email from Tim. This is from yesterday's show. Hey, Tommy, Josh, and Sevs. Absolutely love the show. Although I'm not an original Gronk, I came in at around episode 550. And as well as listening to the new episodes, I've been pushing my way through the earlier ones. I'm up to episode 96. Anyway, my dad works for Peter Annals. You blokes would know him as Brad Blanks' father. You should ask Brad next time to sing you the Cobram Caravans ad from back in the day. It's one of those old ads you hear from your childhood that gets burnt into your brain. Bloody funny. Cheers, Gronks. Keep up the good work, Tim.
Love it.
Thanks,
well,
Tim.
Brad told us that his dad had a caravan business up in Cobram. It's so good.
And Tim, I just wrote your letter for VIP Gronks. He'll be getting his stickers in the mail. So amazing. There you go. Anyway, we'll finish it there. Jem, hang on. Let me turn on your mic. Have you sorted things out?
It just – the whole Chrome just shut down.
Oh, but you're all good now.
You're back in.
Yeah. I don't know what's happened.
It's actually a better connection, to be honest. all right, great. There we go.
As you say that.
It's a daily talk show.
Chrome had gone.
I've just muted that now. thanks for that,
Josh. Harry says that I'm your daddy.
Tommy is Josh's daddy. Do you feel that way?
That I've got a little shit of a son. I've got two then. Bodie just doesn't listen to me. Josh doesn't listen to me. It sounds pretty appropriate. No, but I love Josh exotic. Yeah. I really want that to take off.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I think, well, because I see Joe and I'm like, you know what? There's elements that I can appreciate. You switch out Zoo for podcast and I'm probably Joe. You know?
And I think the just best one
to
is
take
when
down
he,
everyone.
Yeah. When he plays it up for the cameras and he's just firing people on camera because the camera's there.
If I'm Joe, then Jordan Michaelides is Doc. Okay.
Love that.
Right, it's the Daily Talk Show. We're streaming twice a day, 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Melbourne time. The times will be shifting on Sunday. And so if the time's not working for you, definitely relook at that. And obviously all the shows are available in the podcast feeds. Like usual, we're doing a new number every single episode. We thought about doing like blah, blah, 0.1 or like the episode number 0.1 or A or B. And it's confusing as fuck. So two episodes a day, new numbers for both the episodes. Let's see, Jem, finally, are you there, mate?
I think I am.
Yeah, you are. Thank you for coming on the show.
There we go. Oh, pleasure. Thank you to Chrome for, I guess, just shutting down in the middle of me talking, which is good.
It's a little bit upsetting.
Really makes me feel good about myself. Yeah.
who's on
super,
Glow Journal?
Super good ego boost.
Who's on Glow Journal?
On the podcast?
Yeah.
There's the podcast, the website, could be any number of things. Yes. Next week is Christina Ziebler from Jouer from New York, which we recorded in person. So, yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
Was she
but
in
that's
Melbourne?
Next week.
Or you're in New York?
Yes. Yeah, I did a stealth trip. I actually brought coronavirus back to Australia. No, she was in Melbourne. We recorded it months ago.
Yeah, great. It's a Daily Talk Show.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jem. Have a good one. See you guys.
Thank you.
See everyone.